Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Troy.
My name is Rachel.
And we are back with another episode and another different duo of hosts.
Yeah, this is actually, we're making history today, Troy.
History. Or her story.
Her story. Sure,
either way.
I don't discriminate.
Me neither. We're making history. How? What are we doing?
We've never done one together.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we have. But with Cade.
Right.
And
yeah.
So now that we've trimmed the fat.
Yeah. All the fat.
We
took a lot of trimming.
We are finally doing a one-on-one. Can you feel the chemistry?
I can feel the chemistry. It's like a goddamn science lab in here.
Yes.
So much chemistry going on.
So much bubbling.
I don't know what's bubbling, man, but you should probably get that checked out.
I'm definitely bubbling.
All right, so today we are going to be discussing 90s films.
Yeah, that's my jam.
That's your jam, lucky, because we're talking about it, so that helps. But it is also my jam. But we're going to be talking about not just 90s movies, but it'll be 90s movies that people or critics specifically hated.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, we loved it.
We think they're underrated.
Yeah, it's kind of underrated, underappreciated.
Yeah.
Critics basically just, you know, flew in and took a giant steaming shit on them. And we said, hey, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
This movie's great.
It's like, that's my shitbox.
If anyone's going to shit on this movie, it's going to be me and me only.
That's correct.
That's right. I have one of those. I have specifically a movie that, as I've gotten older, the older I get, the more I realize that it's a fucking terrible movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I still...
You'll hold on to it.
Love it. I'll hold on to it to the day I die. But yeah. I know that it's a piece of shit.
Yeah. That's pretty much every movie that I have on this list is that, like, I know damn well that these movies are bad.
Yeah.
But I will fight you.
I will physically fight you.
I will physically fight you if you try and tell me that they're bad.
If at any point during this episode you hear the recording stop and there's just like a scuffle in the background, Rachel's fighting me.
It's true.
Call the police. Call help. If you hear that happening, it's probably going to be weeks too late, but hey, it all helps.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, do you want to lead us off then with your first one?
Yeah. You remember the great actor, the incredible actor.
Here we go.
Paulie Shore.
Paulie Shore.
King of the 90s. King of the 90s. He had some freaking classics in there.
But
one of my personal favorites is Encino Man.
Encino Man. Yeah. Well, I mean, made even better by the appearance of Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, and Sean Astin.
Sean Astin?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was
He was the other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's the guy whose house it was that they unearthed this caveman after the earthquake. Yeah.
You know, I can barely remember Encino Man just purely because, and I remember it as being fun.
Yeah.
But it's been so long since I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
But man, Paulie Shore is shit.
He's the worst of the worst, but I love all of his movies.
Yeah. What's his thing? He's got like I don't know.
It's just the way he talks. Yeah.
Squeezing the juice.
Where is the
buddy?
Juice?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That is it. So, like, you know, it's. It's like E.T. meets a stoner movie meets Clueless.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And it's insane and it's awful and I love it.
If you were to pitch it as E.T. meets a stoner movie meets Clueless, I think the companies would throw all the money at you, though.
I think that's how it got funded in the first place.
Funded, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Good movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't really remember. How does it end? Do they just become friends and they just live together?
They find a cave woman.
Oh, of course.
After another earthquake, and they make her, because there's another makeover montage, you know.
Right. Yep.
And they live happily ever after as two modern cave people in the 90s.
Wow. Did you ever see Blast from the Past?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was Brendan Fraser as well.
Brendan Fraser again.
And I can't remember who the chick was.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, there you go. Clueless.
Queen of the 90s.
Queen of the 90s. It was Paulie Shore and Alicia Silverstone.
That's correct.
God, could you imagine being the queen, being Alicia Silverstone, and your king is Paulie? Paulie bloody Shore.
Oh, Jesus. He's so unappealing in every possible way.
But hey, somehow made a career.
He did.
Like, who's that guy? Tom Green. Do you know Tom
Green?
Yes. There's another guy.
The Chad.
The Chad. Was it the Chad? There's another guy that really shouldn't have ever made it.
Who?
Tom Green.
Oh, Tom Green.
Yeah, he should never have made it as an actual successful anything.
No, not ever. I feel like he would, because I really only know him from Charlie's Angels.
Right.
But I know that he was in a lot of other stuff too.
He was. Terrible things.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even going to spend time. We've spent enough time talking about Paulie Shore.
Maybe that's an episode in and of itself.
How did Tom Green get successful?
Yeah.
How did Tom Green literally and legitimately marry Drew Barrymore? That was a thing that happened.
Oh, he actually did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason. Was that the reason he was in Charlie's Angels?
That was the reason he was in Charlie's Angels. That's the whole reason.
Probably.
Is because he was married to Drew Barrymore
at
the time.
That's insane.
Which is wild.
She made some wild choices.
The guy that basically dry humped like a dead deer on camera.
Did he do that?
It was like roadkill.
Wonderful.
He was fucking it.
Was this like in Jackass days and whatnot?
But yeah, like what was his show? He had a show like Tom Green's something.
Something. But it was probably some like MTV thing that I deliberately stayed away from because I couldn't handle the stupidity.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. Have you ever seen the movie Freddy Got Fingered?
Oh, no, but I know his face from the poster.
Yeah, fucking terrible.
And I didn't watch it because of his face on the poster.
Fucking terrible movie. If there's a movie that I can recommend that you stay away from your entire life, it's Freddy Got Fingered.
Wonderful.
There's absolutely no point.
I shall continue on my path of glory.
Excellent. You've come this far without seeing it. You can make it the rest.
I think I can.
All right. Hey.
Yes.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you like Van Damme?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I think I know where this is going.
Do you, though? Because if you like Van Damme, I've got one thing even better for you.
Oh, my God. Tell me.
Two Van Dammes.
Oh, what?
Two Van Dammes in the same movie.
Get out of town.
Double Van Damage. I'm talking about 1991's Double Impact.
I have never seen this.
Man, let me tell you, whenever this goes to air, I don't know, at some point. It should still be on Stan. If you have Stan, Double Impact is on Stan. Do yourself a favor, watch it. Look, it's pretty classic. Pretty classic, like early 90s action movie.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it's like Van Damme is like twin brothers. This is the first time this has ever happened in a movie.
It wasn't groundbreaking.
It was groundbreaking. I actually don't think it was the first time it happened, but it's the first time it happened.
You're going to claim it,
though. I'm going to claim it.
Yeah.
It's definitely the first time it happened in a Van Damme movie.
Wow.
That's for sure.
Wow.
And the way you can tell the difference between the two is because, like, so they're two brothers, right? And they were, like, separated at birth because I think they grew up in, they were born in Paris or something, and their parents got murdered, and then they got separated, and one of them ended up staying in Paris and being, like, this, like, pretty boy ballet dancer kind of guy.
Very in-depth.
Oh, and it's really good. And then the other one ended up in Hong Kong or something like that and being, like,
like
a petty thief or whatever.
Incredible.
So 25 years apart, right? And then they come back together. And both of them have exactly the same accent, which I want to know how that works, for
starters.
That's
genetics.
I don't...
That's just genetics.
Are accents genetics? Like if you...
Yeah.
If you left Paris at 10 and then spent the rest of your life in Hong Kong, I'm not saying you're going to have an Asian accent because that would also be weird, but surely...
Oh, my God. Van Damme with an Asian accent.
That's how they should have done it.
Take me away. I would love that.
This movie would have made all the money if they had have just had Van Damme with an Asian accent.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's the main reason you can tell him apart is because one dresses nice and he's got like nice hair and the other one dresses like a tough guy and he's got like slicked back
so
hair.
So he's like a hood rat. It's like City Slicker versus the Hood Rat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
But they team up to basically find out who killed their parents and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's
and it's
nice.
There's a lot of like martial arts action
like
and
brotherly love story.
Like a brotherly love story, but with heaps of
With murder and stuff.
Yeah, with murder. There's murders in it. Definitely. There's heaps of kicks. There's splits. Naturally. One of the brothers sleeps with the other brother's wife and she doesn't know because they're twins and then he finds out and he's angry at
him. She would have known if he'd had an Asian accent.
No, well, the Asian accent guy is the one that she's married to.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so, you know, so the other guy comes along and she should have been like, you know, she should have been like, surely, okay, here's the thing. This is going to go down a dark path.
Here we go.
Do twins have identical penises?
If they're identical twins, they have identical penises.
That's weird.
Is that true? Yeah, I'm assuming. Not that I've seen identical twins standing naked next to one another or anything.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. I'll never tell.
Never tell. Not on this show, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy it.
No, they're surely. Surely they have to have identical penises.
Can someone let us know?
Are you
you're an identical twin, you have to be a male. So, identical twin male. You've got a twin brother. Go look at his penis.
Yeah.
Look at yours.
I'm sure they've seen each other's penises. Brothers see each other's penises.
Why?
They walk around naked and stuff.
Okay. Sure. Look, I don't have a brother, so I don't know.
Okay.
So
right. I don't know. Well, I can tell you, my kids walk around naked in front of one another, and they're very young still, but, you know. They know each other's penises.
Cool. Not a conversation.
They're aware of them.
Not a conversation I want to have on this show. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. We'll crack open a bottle of wine and talk about dicks.
Yeah. So anyway, that's mine. IMDb gives it like 5.6 and I say, fuck that. It's at least 6.5. Flip it around.
Just for the fact of having two Van Dams.
You've got two Van Dams. That's an automatic 3-star movie. One and a half stars for each Van Damme.
Yeah. And then you just got to tack on a couple of extra stars because they tried.
They tried. It was groundbreaking.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
All right. What's next?
Okay. I'm probably going to cop hate. I don't even care. Okay. No, I'm going for it.
Go for it.
All of the Batman films.
All of them?
All of them.
They're not all from the 90s. You can't do that.
Well, the majority of them are.
Okay,
you know, the Tim Burton ones. They're not shit. That's so, my childhood you're talking about. Okay, so the first one, Batman with the Joker, that one came out in the 80s, so we're not going to include
it. Doesn't count.
Batman Returns.
Yep.
Batman Forever.
Yep.
Yes, Batman and Robin as well.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Those three, I love them. They are quintessential 90s experiences. They are filled to the brim with these campy costumes and sets and everything, and they've got the overacting and the rampant product placement,
the crazy
the bat
product
nipples,
placement.
What I love the most about them is that they exploited the shit out of marketing so much that, like, right down to value meals in friggin' fast food chains.
Oh man!
Like all the way from cars to value meals.
Yep.
In fast food chains, every time one came out, it was like, who's going to be the Batman? What's the suit going to look like? What's the car going to look like? Because they changed the suit, they changed the car, they changed the actor every time, and it was glorious.
It was glorious. Look, if I can just show you a little bit behind the scenes here, my original list, which didn't make the cut, but there is 1997's Batman and Robin.
Yes!
You can't deny that. A, this is a terrible movie, but B... Sure. It's terrific.
It's wonderful.
It's so quotable. It's given us, you know, years now.
Yeah.
20 plus years of joy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're just ripping the shit out of it.
Absolutely.
It's joyful.
Alicia Silverstone's in it.
Yes.
So she's, you know.
The 90s queen.
She's the 90s queen.
You know.
George Clooney was in that one in particular. So, okay. So out of those three then. I feel like this is a bit. All right, you can't say Michael Keaton because Michael Keaton's obviously everyone's favorite Batman.
Aww.
But out of Val Kilmer and George Clooney, which one would you pick?
Val Kilmer.
You'd pick Val Kilmer? So if they had to do another Batman movie, no, that doesn't work because Val Kilmer's fat as hell. But not now.
Yeah.
If they did another one, you'd want Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
So do you think Val Kilmer in Batman and Robin would have been as
camp.
No,
that was George Clooney.
No, but that's what I mean.
Oh.
But like if he had to come back from Batman Forever into Batman and Robin,
yeah.
Do you think it would have been as camp?
Yeah, the movie was camp as fuck.
But I think George Clooney like added that extra campness.
Because he, like, it was George Clooney?
Because it was George Clooney and because he like probably hated every second of it.
Probably. You know what I mean? I feel like he did hate every second of it. And Val Kilmer, I don't know, I just really liked him. I liked his Bruce Wayne.
Did you?
I did.
There's something about Val Kilmer that I just can't, I can't get around it.
You can't get it. You prefer
like physically
George,
now,
did
I can't
prefer
get around
George
it.
George Clooney?
No.
No.
I prefer no. Michael Keaton. I just wanted Michael Keaton to
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, I wanted
going,
Michael
but,
Keaton the whole way through.
You know, but we didn't have it.
No.
Danny DeVito was in the second one. He was pretty cool.
He was great.
As the
so
penguin.
Was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle
Pfeiffer.
Well, obviously, yeah. Michelle Wonderful. Pfeiffer was pretty good. Who was in the bloody Batman Forever? Oh, of course. It was Tommy Lee Jones and that guy, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Yep. Yeah. Nicole Kidman was in that too.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Drew Barrymore was in it. She
Who
was
the fuck was
of,
Drew Barrymore?
She was one of Two-Face's girlfriends.
You could almost say Drew Barrymore was like...
She was also a 90s queen.
She was like a princess.
She was a princess.
90s princess. Yeah. Alicia Silverstone was the queen. She was the princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I don't know. Look, I'll give you...
Yeah.
I'll give you all three.
Yes, okay. Give me all three.
I'll allow you to have all three in
you
there.
You must.
Even though Batman Returns is legitimately probably a good movie.
I think that is legitimately a good movie. And I think that most people will agree on that.
Yeah.
But the other two, definitely people are like, those are terrible movies, particularly Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it deserves all the hate.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
It doesn't.
Apart from Batman Forever, I hated that thing. But that's fine.
What?
Each to their own.
What?
Anything else you want to say
about
the Batmans?
That? Yeah. No.
No?
No, they're pure entertainment and we love them.
They are. I think I can appreciate them more as an adult now, knowing that they're trash.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of get into it and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if I was a kid again, I'd want that toy.
Yeah.
I'd want the Happy Meal.
100%. I still want the glasses back. I want them back, Mum.
God damn it, Mum.
Give me my Batman glasses back.
Give me my bloody Batman glasses.
Yeah. Ate hard at Pizza Hut for those.
Oh, man. You remember Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Like back in the 90s?
Yeah, of
like
course
with
I
the,
do.
Like the buffet things
so
and stuff that they had?
All you can eat. Pizza Hut was great.
Oh, damn. Ah, good old days.
Yeah. Where I used to live in New South Wales, on the Central Coast, they had like the last one standing and it was incredible and we went every opportunity that we could.
They held one here for a while where we are and it lasted longer than it probably should have.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's legitimately just a little... kind of, it's like a just a shop front.
Oh.
That's all there is.
Does
we still
it
have
still
a pizza
have
hut.
The roof?
No, not at all. It's like, I think it's like a, there's a bloody Liquorland, Night Owl, something else, and then a Pizza Hut.
Oh.
And that's pretty much the remnants of Pizza Hut around here.
Oh, that is sad.
Let me take you back
yes.
to 1999.
Oh my goodness, please do.
Okay.
I want a party.
Like it's 1999?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember a movie called Idle Hands?
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Seth Green.
Oh, Seth Green. What I didn't realize until having sort of like, because I haven't rewatched it in quite some time, but, you know, obviously had to do some sort of research for this show. But goddamn Foggy Nelson from Daredevil's in it.
Get out of town.
Eldon Henson. Yeah. He's like the other friend. He's like, it's Seth Green and him, like Nick and Penub or whatever.
That makes a lot of sense. I probably haven't seen Idle Hands since the 90s, but I do remember
since
loving it.
99.
Yeah.
Man, it was really cool. Like, it's kind of like the ultimate like teen stoner horror like slasher flick, and it's got 90s heartthrob Devin Sawyer.
Ugh. Let me tell you about him.
Okay. All right. Tell me a story.
Oh, my goodness. In Casper.
Okay. Sure.
Oh. he puts his arms around Christina Ricci and he says...
How old is this kid in this movie?
I don't know. About as old as me.
At the time.
At the time,
sure,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then, yeah, not as old as me now.
Yeah.
Anyway, he puts his arms around her and he asks if he can keep her. And I was like, oh, this is what love feels like.
Aww.
And I felt that was my first, like, real crush.
Damn.
Was on him. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. The ghost version? Or is
he's dead. But no. he was in human form.
Full disclosure, at the time. Haven't seen Casper.
Oh well, so he's like the big round white ghost thing for most of it, and then there's like a dance, you know, and he goes to the dance, but he's actually in his human form.
Yeah,
and that's when he's that guy, and it's like, well, it was he's very attractive.
Okay. Excellent.
So you know.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
There was kind of a glow about him, so you knew he was still
I've seen Idle Hands. I know he's attractive.
He's so attractive.
I've seen that goddamn bloody Eminem film clip that he's in.
He's in an Eminem film?
Yeah, what's that one? Where he's like a Stan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
He's the Stan.
Final Destination.
Final Destination, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like Devin Sawyer is the real king of the 90s here.
Maybe he is.
Fuck off, Pauly Shore.
Yeah, get out of here, Pauly Shore. You're not attractive enough. You can be the dunce of the 90s.
Yeah, you can be the dunce of the 90s. Devin Sawyer.
go sit in the corner with your cap on.
Jessica Alba was also in this movie, which now we're talking my kind of business.
No, that also my kind of business.
Okay, right. To be fair, Jessica Alba is probably everybody's kind of business.
Yeah.
I don't think you could go up to anyone and have them say, Jessica Alba, gross. She's hideous.
Yeah, that kind of person is just lying to themselves.
They're just lying in general. They're just fucking bullshitting. They're trying to be cool.
Yeah. Oh. No.
No.
I'd rather sleep with Judi Dench. No.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why I went to gym. Dame Judi.
There's like, that's two ends of the scale right there. Yeah, it's like you definitely took it the other
end.
Yeah,
I did.
Look, hey, Dame Judi Dench, she's a lovely woman.
She's a fox.
She's no Jessica Alba.
No, she's
at
not.
All.
No.
Anyway, Idle Hands, thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
Not that, like, obviously never been a stoner or anything like that, but I get stoner humor.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. And obviously the horror elements and everything as well with the psycho hand.
It was really interesting.
Full on just kills his parents in this movie.
It's incredible.
Kills his parents, kills his best friends, but his best friends don't die. Seth Green's got that bottle hanging out of his head.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. That's the thing. Obviously, it's a little bit of controversy surrounding this movie, considering how sexualized they kind of made Jessica Alba, and she was underage at the time.
Yeah.
So she was only 17. So the movie did cop a bit of flack for that.
Did it at the time or is it now?
Fuck. What do you think?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's much later.
Yeah.
No one gave a shit about that stuff in the
90s. Nobody gave a shit. I don't think so. I don't think it copped flack at the time.
Jessica Alba didn't give a shit in the 90s. She's like, pop my cleavage out. Slap my ass. I don't care. Whatever. Anyway, great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
But trigger warning to all of you people out there, if you don't like women being sexualized.
Yeah.
It's our listeners, but like for real.
Yeah. No, well, like for real. There is that. And there's like, you know, there was other controversy. Like the movie actually had to get held back because it was so, you know, graphic with the violence and the guy kills his parents and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was slated to come out around the same time that the Columbine shootings happened.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So they kind of had to pull it back and go, Maybe this movie where this kid kills his parents and, you know, his school friends and stuff isn't in the best taste.
Yeah, that's right, because there was a lot of stuff going on where they were, like, trying to blame video games and movies and music and anything else that they could blame.
As if they're still not trying to do that.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's still happening. That'll never stop.
Yeah.
Either way, Jessica Alba makes everything all right.
She does.
She's the reason why we're all here right now.
She makes the world better.
She does.
She does.
Except that movie, that TV show that she's in now is terrible.
She's in one now?
Yeah, I think it just got canned.
Oh.
Yeah. Kate and I have spoken about this before. It's the Bad Boys spin-off TV show, LA's Finest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, what terrible. A shame. We don't have to talk about it because it's shit.
I don't want to talk about it if it's shit.
All right.
But you know what's not shit?
What?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The movie.
Oh, the movie. Yeah, fuck yeah.
The movie.
This movie does not get enough credit.
It really doesn't.
Like, Christy Swanson should have been a legit movie star.
Yes, I think so too. I thought it was great. I thought the fact that the TV show is better.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But at the time, just having that there without even knowing anything else was ever in the works, without knowing that there were any comics, or I don't even know if there were comics or anything before that.
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe graphic novels or something like that. I don't friggin' know. But having Buffy the Vampire Slayer come out for me, like, as a young girl in the 90s,
yeah,
I was like, fuck yeah, let's go fucking kill some vampires. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was good. Like, I, that, I, what year did that come out?
90 friggin', I don't know, 3 or 4 or something. God, like
I had
that.
The biggest crush on Christy Swanson.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, like, crazy. Should have been way bigger than she was.
She
did that in Hot Shots or something. I think.
Yeah, I can't think of a single other thing that she's in.
I feel like they're the only two things that she's ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she has actually, like, this is, I had a conversation with somebody about this the other day, and Christy Swanson has actually had a consistent career from the 80s all the way through to now. Like, she's had a job, either a movie or a TV show. So anyway, Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't get enough work. Oh, we don't see her nearly enough of her.
By the way, R.I.P. Luke Perry.
I know, who was also in the movie.
Who was also in the movie. I feel like that dude died like 3 years ago or something, but still. Was it? No,
it
couldn't have been.
It was just last year.
Maybe it was like last year.
It was only last year. I'm thinking it was just before the Rona hit, so it feels like it was 3 years ago.
Oh, man, this has been like 2020 was 3 years long.
I'm pretty sure it was. Have you heard all the conspiracy theories about the time glitch?
Oh, God, no.
That, like,
wrong podcast, mate.
So I know something must have happened in New York when the ball was dropping on New Year's Eve, and it dropped like a minute late, and then people are saying that's because we were shifting from the one dimension into another dimension, and that's why things are getting better now in 2021.
They're not.
We've come out of a bad dimension and into a better one.
Tell me, like, that's just a year.
Yeah.
That's like transitioning from one year to the next. That's how it happens.
No, but the ball was a minute late in dropping.
Okay, that's fine. But
and then if you Google, people were saying that, like, if you Googled, like, how long until 2021, it was coming up with, like, a countdown.
Oh, my God.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I know.
2021's been pretty shit so far as well, mind
you. It's not been wonderful.
So, I don't know where this whole, like,
it's not been
a walk in the park. Yeah, we're going into a better year. It's been pretty shit. We're only a couple of months in or whatever, but still. Anyway, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that's what we're goddamn talking about.
Yeah.
And obviously that movie spawned the series.
Yeah.
So the series probably never would have happened.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this movie.
Yeah. And I say thank you, Joss Whedon.
Thank you, Joss Whedon. But I say thank you, Christy Swanson.
Yeah.
I salute you.
And Luke Perry.
And Luke Perry. Who directed that movie? No idea. Doesn't matter.
I thought it was Joss Whedon.
Was it?
I think it was.
No. Was it? No, I'm not
going to. I don't know.
I'm going to research that.
I'm going to say yes.
All right.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. We'll go with yes, and then we'll check.
Somebody prove me wrong.
And then somebody will prove one of us wrong.
Yeah.
You say yes, I say no.
Okay.
One of us is wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question then.
Okay.
Everyone, I'm going to pose a question, apparently.
Yeah.
Do you like Michael Jordan?
Stop it. Stop it. Don't do this to me because I love this movie.
Do you like Bugs Bunny?
Oh, my God. Stop.
Do you like basketball? Do you like Bill Murray?
I fucking do.
1996's Space Jam, boy.
Oh, yeah. Another sexual awakening in that movie, but this time for a bunny.
Okay, I was going to say, is it Bill Murray?
No, it's Lola Bunny.
Because it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lola Bunny, yeah. Okay, fair.
What a hottie.
She was pretty hot for a bunny.
She looks like
bunny.
Natalie Dormer.
Who?
Natalie Dormer.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But a bunny.
Okay, bit of a stretch, but I don't
it's
know.
It's not a stretch. Guys. Come on.
This isn't the movie that I was referencing before, but there is no doubt about the fact that Space Jam overall is not a really good movie. Like, it's pretty...
Look,
I'm not going to say shit.
It's entertaining.
There's no way you're going to get me to say that Space Jam is shit.
No.
But it's, you know, like, Michael Jordan's not the best actor, is he? No. We all know, as far as basketball actors go, the best is Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
But yeah, you know, so he's not the greatest actor. And sure, the story is, it's basically just a huge commercial for like sneakers and Looney Tunes and whatever else is goddamn in there. And they've got product and placement left, right, and center. Yeah. All of that sort of stuff. But man, what a ride. How do you feel about the remake?
I'm scared.
Well, it's not a remake. It's technically a sequel, but...
Yeah, I'm frightened because I just feel like that there are some things in this world that you shouldn't touch, and Space Jam's one of them.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why I'm glad they're making it a sequel and not like a direct, reboot or something like that.
Yeah, because you can kind of forgive it. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, it's just because you can just palm it off as a shitty number two if it is a shitty number two. Hey! Yeah.
Hey! There you go.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look, here's the thing. As far as basketball players goes, Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Oh.
We can all agree on that.
Look, there is nobody that compares to Michael Jordan.
Well, you could say LeBron James, who is...
No. You couldn't.
Well, LeBron James, a much better actor than Michael Jordan. Probably. Michael Jordan hasn't been in a lot of movies, but...
I don't know his life.
I don't know his life, but I've seen his movies. And I can tell you with a resounding fact that LeBron James is a better actor than Michael Jordan.
I loved Michael Jordan's acting in Space Jam.
Look, it's pretty good. But just this movie is just joy.
It is.
It's just pure joy.
It is pure joy.
It's just, it's like the kids' cartoons that you grew up with.
Yeah.
And that's like the Michael Jordan that you grew up with.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know. All of it.
I don't know.
Cool.
And it did the whole Who Framed Roger Rabbit, having the, humans interact with the cartoons.
Absolutely.
And I freaking love it.
And I grew up watching NBA basketball as well. So I was like a pretty big fan. So to see the other guys in there, like the Charles Barkleys and the Patrick Ewings and the Sean Bradleys and stuff, that's a really tall guy. I think he becomes the purple one.
The purple one.
Like, that dude's like 7'6" or something.
He's incredibly tall, man.
He, for 7'6",
yeah,
painfully average basketball player.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show that you don't need height to be a good basketball player.
Well, look, to be fair, he did make it into the NBA and I did not.
Yeah.
So I cannot judge.
I also did not.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Neither of us can sit here and judge, except we can. Because we've got a podcast.
That's right. And where's your podcast?
Yeah, where's your podcast, Sean Bradley?
I was about to say Charles Barkley, and then we weren't even talking about him.
About Charles. You ain't no Charles Barkley. You're just a wannabe.
Be gone,
wannabe. Great movie.
It is a great movie.
Oh man, wow. Space Jam. A lot of fans out there. But yeah, critics, like, I think this is actually, it's probably one of the best rated movies on my list at 6.5 on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
But hey, man, it's not a 10, is it?
No, and it should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
All right. Anything else you want to say about Space Jam? Danny DeVito, underrated cameo as the main bad guy. The guy that creates the Monstars.
Oh! Was that Danny DeVito?
Yes, that's 100% Danny DeVito.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Way to go, Danny DeVito.
Yay, Danny DeVito. Go, Glenn Coco.
The true king of the 90s,
the
Danny
true king. We're just going to keep crowning kings of the 90s.
All right, what do you got?
Speaking of kings.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
If it's not James Vanderbeek, I'm out of here.
It's not fun. See you later.
All right.
It is Godzilla.
Oh.
I love the reaction, laughter.
This movie is shit.
It's so shit. But I love it.
You know, the only thing that's good about this movie is the bloody song by Puff Daddy. Oh, and I'm pretty sure I can call him that because I think he was Puff Daddy at the time.
He was Puff Daddy at the time.
Yeah.
I love that. He didn't really sing anything in that song except for, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But what a banging track.
It was a great song.
Still used in, like, basketball games and NRL games and all that sort of stuff.
I want that, like, you know how in movies and things people have a theme song?
Yeah.
You know, like the Phantom of the Opera or Darth Vader.
Sure.
I want that to play whenever I enter a room. Da-da-da. And it's like, oh, Rachel's here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just you doing like real menial stuff, like you just waking up and like going
from
and like
washing the dishes.
Washing the dishes, pouring yourself a glass of coffee or something like that.
100%. Yeah. Making lunch boxes before school.
Lunch boxes for the kids.
Yeah.
With that soundtrack just banging.
Yeah, look at me cutting these cherry tomatoes in the lunchbox. Yeah.
Pretty.
Loading the kids into my Elantra.
Oh, yeah. Okay, tell me about the movie then. Why do you...
I just think it's great. I don't know. Like, there are better Godzilla movies out there. Goodness knows, you know, all of those, you know, original kaiju movies.
Sure.
Excellent in their own right. But I think for like a first time Americanization or Hollywood, you know, version of Godzilla, I think it was fucking great.
Okay.
I was excited about it when it came out.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it when it came out. And then years later, everybody started shitting all over it.
Aww.
And I'll defend it because I like it. I like Matthew Broderick as the Earth Worm guy. I like the chick with the curly hair. She's great. Hank Azaria's in it. He's wonderful.
Yep.
Also, and it was a good laugh and it was great fun. And yes, Godzilla was like a glorified T-Rex, but I enjoyed that.
I remember the look of Godzilla being really weird. Like compared to obviously what we're getting now.
It was like he was like a T-Rex mixed with a Stegosaurus. You know how they've got the
stegs
things on their backs.
They're called stegs.
Stakes?
That's why they're called Stegosauruses.
Oh, I thought you said steaks.
Yeah, they're
called steaks.
Well, if you cut them off and fried them up,
you know.
They're actually not called stegs, so don't go home and teach your kids that fact.
I am going to go home and I'm going to say the lovely Mr. Troy said so, and I'll be like, well, if Troy said it, it must be true.
It must be true. That's how Stegs got their Stegs. That's how Stegosaurus has got their name.
Anyway, the Stegs.
Yeah.
It was like a T-Rex with Stegs.
With Stegs.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it had a slightly blue tinge.
Did it shoot lasers out of its mouth? Did it do that in that movie?
No, I don't think
so. Weak. That's a piss weak Godzilla.
Who is excited? Are you excited for Godzilla versus Kong?
Look, I don't know, because all of these movies have been pretty...
terrible.
Like, I don't know if I'd say terrible, but they've been pretty average. Like Godzilla, the second Godzilla, the King Kong movie, the...
Which one? Which King Kong movie?
The Kong, Skull Island.
Was that bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was fine.
It was fine. Brie Larson was in it.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston was in it. That helps. Giant monkeys, always good.
Yeah. They're good fun.
King of the Monsters was like, I was pretty disappointed by that. I thought that was going to be cool, but it was like, meh.
I kind of enjoyed Skull Island, I think, more than I've enjoyed any of the other Godzilla films. Like, I genuinely enjoyed the 90s Godzilla film more than I've enjoyed the other newer Godzilla films.
That's ludicrous.
It's the truth.
It's
the truth, baby.
Just dropping truth bombs.
Just dropping truth all over the place. I'm spitting truths.
Yeah. All right. Like Puff Daddy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many more do you want to do?
You know.
Couple more.
Fine. Right. Let's go for it.
I'll do one. You do one.
Okay.
And then we'll see where we're at.
And then, okay.
All right. Because this has to be spoken about.
Okay.
So this movie has to be spoken about. And this is the movie that I was talking about at the top of the show where I said, the older I get, the more I realize that it's a fucking terrible movie.
Oh, like we may be thinking about the same movie. We might have the same movie. Let's go.
I would be pretty disappointed if you didn't have this movie on your list.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we'll say it at the same time.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Mortal Kombat!
All right.
Yes!
Nice. The Puff Daddy soundtrack just starts playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mortal Kombat, of course.
Oh, my God.
This movie is terrible.
It's the worst. But, like, they took a really over-the-top game.
Yeah.
And they made a really over-the-top movie.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think its biggest problem is that it kind of, like, it takes itself too seriously.
And yes.
When you've got terrible fucking acting.
I think because they were real fighters, weren't they?
No.
Oh, I thought
the reason...
Christopher
Lambert?
Oh, no, aside from Christopher Lambert, I just thought that the reason...
One of them was the chick from fucking Billy Madison. She's not a real fighter.
Oh, shit.
I think Robin Shu, he was pretty much the only one that
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were kind of obviously some of like the guys who played Sub-Zero and Scorpion and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
they were legitimate martial artists.
Was in I've seen him in other stuff too.
Many things.
And he's Johnny Cage in many things.
Yeah, it's like if you need
sad times.
If you needed an older Japanese guy in a movie in the 90s, you went to Cary Hiroyuki Tagawa.
Hello.
What's his name?
That was like a flawless.
Yeah. Well, no, I speak fluent Cary Hiroyuki Tagawa. So, yeah, you'd go to him. He was in everything, but he's by no means a martial artist, and you could tell that when you get to the end fights.
Yeah.
Robin Shu, and there's a couple of guys in the background that are like legitimate ones. The rest of them are not, and pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
So, when you're talking about, Johnny Cage, Princess Katana,
yeah.
Sonya Blade,
yeah.
bloody... That,
Kano.
That other guy, Kano,
yeah.
all of them, none of them were like legitimate martial artists.
Sad times.
Yeah.
That's really why it's sad. Terrible. That was always my justification for the bad acting was like, well, for the most part, they used real fighters.
Nope. And that's my biggest fear for the new Mortal Kombat that's coming out is like, yes, some of the people that they're using are like legitimate martial artists or, relatively well-trained martial artists, but they're still using people that are not. So, like, the guy who plays Kano is bloody Josh Lawson.
Yes.
I think they're doing the same thing with the Sonya Blade again and, all this sort of stuff. So, I just, unless it's the fucking Matrix.
Yeah.
When you are trying to get people who don't know how to fight to look like they can fight, it always looks shit.
But then again, when you get people who are really, really good at fighting.
Yeah.
And then you expect them to act.
Yeah, that's also true.
It also falls because I remember Robin Shu.
Yeah.
Whenever he would have to fall down, he falls, he lands like 3 times every time.
Well, he does.
Because he like exaggerates it so much that it looks he's landing 3 times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can't blame him. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Because you can't even edit it out because it happens so quickly.
Yeah.
Because he kind of flinches twice when he's on the ground because he's like, oh, I fell and I'm on the floor.
So this is a time. When did this movie come out? Like 1995?
Yeah, 1995, yeah.
I remember exactly where I was when this movie came out. I remember where I saw it. I remember where I was sitting. I remember everything about it. I remember where I was sitting because I had to sit in the aisle because there were no seats left. And back in the 90s, they let you do that. I don't think they do it now.
On the steps. Yeah.
Yep.
They don't let you do it now.
Yeah, bastards. But yeah, I had to sit on the steps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck it, I'm in. I'm here. I'm watching this goddamn movie. And it was amazing at the time. Even Christopher Lambert, the real king of the 90s, Christopher Lambert.
Oh, let's say it. The real king.
The real king.
Of the 90s.
Of the 90s.
Yes.
So Christopher Lambert, terrible actor.
Yeah.
Also very bad as Raiden. Probably shouldn't have been cast at all.
No.
But I think they just needed some sort of a name. And he had the name, obviously, from Highlander and, he had done some other things and whatnot. So they had to get a name in there, but God damn it could have been someone better.
Yeah.
Not James Remar.
Well, I was going to say, they recast him and it wasn't any better.
Fuck, that was terrible. It's like, how much more can we whitewash this? We've got a white European guy playing a Japanese god.
Yeah.
I know. Let's get a white American guy and make him a Japanese god instead.
Next time it'll be Scarlett Johansson.
It'll be Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Which?
The one that she's in, that it was like a whitewash story.
No.
What was that called? No one cares.
Nobody
no
cares.
No one saw it.
Nobody cares.
I love Scarlett Johansson, though.
I love her, too.
Did not watch that movie.
No. Well, something about her, she was supposed to be Asian?
Well, the character's Asian.
The character.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson was supposed to be Asian.
Yeah, for the film.
Yeah.
She was supposed to become Asian.
Yeah, she was. She was supposed to transform halfway through, and she just never did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how rude of her.
Racist.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mortal Kombat, man, one of the greatest movies of the 90s.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is a jewel in the crown of the 90s.
It's still, you know, it took a very, very, very long time for it to lose its place as the best video game movie.
Yeah.
And that in itself is pretty sad for video game movies. But, yeah. Man, what a bunch of fun. It's now purely nostalgia.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I think the last time I watched it was, I watched them back to back in like 2018.
Weren't you supposed to do that for a previous Comic Confidential episode?
Yeah. Back in the day. And so I, you know, did my part.
Yes, of
course. And watched them. And then I think what happened was watched them, realize they were both terrible.
So bad.
And said, yeah, we can't devote an entire episode to this. So
I really love the second one as well. I'm not even going to lie. I love it.
That's a hard pass from me.
I love it.
Well, there you go. Anyway, so that's it.
That's it.
We probably should wrap it up at some point. Oh, but right. Do you have any honorable mentions that you want to just roll off?
Yeah, really quickly. Another Paulie Shore one.
Okay, Biodome.
Biodome, yeah.
Of course.
Also, Mars Attacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Dante's Peak.
Oh, Dante's Peak.
Yeah, that's the Pierce Brosnan volcano movie.
What was the other one?
Volcano.
Yeah,
it's to the point.
Yeah.
Just like there was Twister, and then there was also in the same year, Tornado.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was Deep Impact
and Armageddon.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I have another Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Go for it.
Called Lionheart.
Oh.
But in Australia, it was called Wrong Bet for some reason. Okay. I don't know why they would change it because Lionheart's a pretty cool name.
That's a really cool name.
But there is a part in the movie at the end where the guy that he's been like coming up with the whole time is like, oh, I put all the money on the other guy because Jean-Claude Van Damme's being beaten up. And he's
of course.
Wrong bet. And then he gets up and he beats him.
Ooh.
And that's where it came from. So I think somebody,
the
international distributors just said, you know what? They've been calling this guy Lionheart the entire time, but I fucking like that Wrong Bet thing. We're going to go with that instead.
Wow.
Obviously, and this is one that I was going to talk about properly, but I kind of pushed things around, Demolition Man.
Ah.
So fucking good.
So good.
So good.
I will fight anybody.
Come for me. I will legitimately fight any person on the planet that says Demolition Man is a shit movie.
And Troy can actually fight.
I can, sort of. It's been a while.
I can fight under pressure.
Yeah, you're a scrapper.
I'm a fight or flight, but it's always fight kind of girl.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Demolition Man is absolutely fucking excellent. Everyone knows it. It's great. Wesley Snipes is in it. Wesley Snipes is fucking deadly.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone's name is John Spartan, so that's pretty cool.
Can you get a cooler name?
John Spartan. Yes, you can. Wesley Snipes' character, Simon Phoenix.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
Fine.
But you've taken the two coolest names that you could have possibly
Spartan
done.
Spartan Phoenix.
Spartan Phoenix.
Yeah.
What
Max
about
power.
John Simon? No.
No.
It doesn't work. Obviously, this is where the three seashells came from.
Yeah, naturally.
Naturally. We all know about that. But yeah, what a great movie.
It is.
Demolition Man.
Okay.
That was pretty much it, I think.
That's
pretty much all I had. So, yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
We
will be back with a brand new episode next week. It's probably not going to be Troy and I.
Look, we're going to just constantly change it up. We're going to keep you guessing every single week.
That's right.
You'll never get the same people 2 weeks in a row. I can't make that guarantee either. That's how crazy it is. We don't know who's doing what.
Sometimes we just throw keys in a bowl. I was supposed to say names in a hat, but then the Freud came out of me.
Well, that's not the Freud coming out, champ. That's the freak.
Yeah.
Look, that. In the meantime, I'm going to move this along. In the meantime, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can leave us a review. You can tell a friend. You can do those things.
Just say a kind word.
A kind word.
But you should really join our listener community on Facebook, the Comic Confidential listener community.
Yeah.
Because we're always there.
We are there. We do technically have not a Facebook. Obviously, we have a Facebook. We technically have an Instagram, and we technically have a Twitter account. But who's got time for those?
Definitely not me.
I'm no social media influencer.
No, I
got time for
definitely not.
One of them, and it's Facebook.
It's Facebook. That's because the, we're old, Troy.
We are old.
You know, we are the oldest of the team.
Oh, God, that hurts.
No, it doesn't. Just embrace it.
No, like physically it hurts. Like, oh, I'm in
everything
pain
hurts.
I'm
yeah,
old.
Me
yeah.
Too. Yeah,
me too. That's it. You can always hit us up via email at comicconpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Where at some point someone from the team, could be me, could be Rachel,
yeah,
could be Amy, could be Cade, could be fucking someone completely
random.
It could
random. Be one of my kids might just
grab
my
phone. It could
phone.
Be one of Rachel's kids. It could be Amy's husband.
Yeah.
It could be anyone.
Could be anybody.
We'll send you a reply.
Yeah.
But that is it.
And we do have other shows on the network too, Troy. Let's not forget about them.
Yes, we do.
We have the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
Yes, very good podcast.
They're better than us. Let's be real.
They're 1,000% better than
us. Yeah, 100% better than us. I'm not going to say 1,000. I'll say 100.
They're legitimately the only other podcast on the planet that I listen to week in, week out.
Yeah.
And have done for what feels like 5 years now or something.
Maybe we should get a soundboard.
No.
Maybe we should, though.
No.
No.
I don't
know.
Unless the soundboard is me just saying, no fucking soundboards. And the DJ horn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the. Yeah.
Oh, that's my theme song.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Oh, that is it. Anyway, basically, if you want to check out any of those other shows, you can just jump on anywhere you get your podcast, search CC Radio, and they will come up that way. But that is it. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.